Hello, everybody, and welcome to another in the series of the Rotoballer 2020 Fantasy Baseball Preview right here on Rotoballer's YouTube channel. I'm your host, Anthony Aniano. Thanks for finding time to tune in to this latest episode as we look at some ADPs, we break down some fantasy baseball information and help you get prepared for your 2020 Fantasy Baseball Draft. Guys, before we get to it, head over to rotoballer.com and check out all the free content there, waiver wire, draft strategy, auction leagues, dynasty leagues, whatever it is you're looking for. Rotoballer.com has got you covered. And then head over to the premium package with the lineup optimizers, with the start-sit options, as well as Nick Mariano and the rest of the crew of rotoballer.com, including the 2020 draft guide. Sign up for that premium package using the promotional code ACES. You're telling them Anthony sent you, and you're saving yourself a little bit of money. Make sure you subscribe here to the Rotoballer YouTube channel and check out Rotoballer Radio on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. All right, so we've done a bunch of things this offseason. We've looked at some undervalued players based on some categories: stolen bases, power hitting, strikeouts, whatever it is you need. We've looked at some second-year hitters, some second-year pitchers, and we'll do more of that as draft day gets closer and closer and closer. But for the next couple of episodes, I want to play a game of who would you rather. And today's episode is we're going to look at two first basemen with some drastically different ADPs. And we're going to take a look at three second base eligible players, again, with drastically different ADPs, and see who you would prefer. And you let me know in the comments here on YouTube, or you let me know on Twitter at AnianoFantasy after watching the video. Who would you prefer when I talk about the numbers and we look at those ADPs? And we'll start at the first base position right now. I have two first basemen here. Rhys Hoskins of the Philadelphia Phillies and Christian Walker of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Okay, let's first talk about age. Hoskins, 26. Walker, 28 years old. So age is not an issue. Hoskins, a phenom when he came up a couple of years ago. We remember that. Okay, Walker, not so much last year, came up and kind of surprised people with his power productions. So let's look at Hoskins' number. Current ADP is at 106 for Rhys Hoskins in a 12-team league that puts him around round 8, round 9 at the first base position. Last season, he hit 226. Over his last 3 years, that batting average has decreased: 259, 246, and last season's abysmal 226. Now, his on-base percentage is still rock solid at 364. Attribute that to that 17% walk rate, 25% strikeout rate. Not outrageous this day and age for a power-hitting corner infielder. 29 home runs, 85 RBIs, 86 runs scored. Not much of a stolen base option, only two steals. His OPS, on-base plus slugging, sat at 819. Weighted runs created plus, 113, and his hard hit rate was 46%. He is your average power hitting first baseman who drags down your batting average with that 226 average. Now, like we said though, going round 8, round 9, people buying into still the upside, the potential that Rhys Hoskins showed 2 years ago, people still hope he has. Just keep in mind, batting average decline 3 seasons in a row. Now, Christian Walker, 28 years old with Arizona, rookie season last year. Current ADP is at 224. He is going 118 picks after Rhys Hoskins. He is going round 18, round 19, 10 rounds later than Rhys Hoskins. Now, Hoskins last season, 705 plate appearances. Christian Walker's numbers I'm about to reveal to you, 100 less, 603 plate appearances. He hit 259 last year, 35 points higher than Rhys Hoskins. On-base percentage was still good at 348. Walk rate wasn't as good as Hoskins. Hoskins was 17%, like I mentioned. Christian Walker, 11%. Strikeout rate, essentially identical. Rhys Hoskins struck out 25% of the time. Christian Walker, 26% of the time. Now, let's look at some of the production numbers. 29 home runs for Rhys Hoskins, 29 home runs for Christian Walker, 85 RBIs for Rhys Hoskins in 100 more plate appearances, 73 RBIs for Christian Walker, I should say in 100 less plate appearances, only 12 less RBIs. Runs scored were essentially identical, 85 for Hoskins, 86 for Christian Walker, and Walker even sprinkled in 8 stolen bases to Hoskins too. On-base plus slugging, OPS. Christian Walker beat him out, 825 to 819. Hard hit rates were identical, 46%. Weighted runs created plus, essentially identical. 113 for Hoskins, 112 for Christian Walker. So now the question to be asked is, who would you rather on draft day? Would you rather spend 8th or 9th round value on Rhys Hoskins, or essentially, potentially, get identical value out of Christian Walker of Arizona in round 18 or 19. I will tell you this, if I am looking for only a corner infield option, if I invested in a first baseman earlier, Rhys Hoskins is off my draft board. Christian Walker in round 18, I'm all over him as a corner infielder. Now, if you want to still buy into the Rhys Hoskins hype and that rookie season, that half season he put up 2 years ago, it's understandable. There's a recency bias there. But a 10-round value for the same amount of home runs, the same amount of runs scored, identical RBIs when you consider the 100 more plate appearances for Rhys Hoskins, and a better batting average for Christian Walker, a 259, which Hoskins has not seen since his rookie year. The advantage, slightly in Hoskins' favor, an on-base percentage, a slight stolen base increase out of Christian Walker. So the question is, and let me know, who would you rather draft based on those ADPs? Again, Rhys Hoskins, 106, round 8, round 9. Christian Walker, 224 overall, round 18 or 19. Okay, now let's look at a couple of second basemen. And again, ask ourselves, who would we rather draft on draft day? We'll start in Milwaukee with Keston Hiura. Okay, I always mispronounce his last name, and it really shouldn't be that hard. Okay, 23 years old, played 84 games last year for Milwaukee. Now, I spoke of him when I spoke about second-year players and what to expect out of them. Okay, his current ADP is at 48. You're looking at a fourth-round draft pick in mixed leagues, in a 12-team mixed league. Hit 303 last year with a 368 on-base percentage. He's walked 7% of the time. Now, I thought the strikeout rate was abysmal. It was 31%. Okay, 19 home runs, 49 RBIs, yep, 51 runs scored, sprinkled in 9 stolen bases. An excellent OPS, better than both of those first basemen I mentioned, at 938. Weighted runs created, exceptional, 139. Hit the ball hard, 44% of the time. He's an elite level player eventually. Okay, that strikeout rate has to come down. I don't like the 31%. So now who am I comparing him to? Well, two other players. We'll start with another second year second baseman coming out of Tampa, Brandon Lowe of Tampa Bay, 25 years old, played essentially the same amount of games, 82 to Keston's 84 games. Now he's going at 195 in overall ADP. You're talking round 16, round 17. About 150 picks later, about 12 rounds later in 12-team mixed draft. Now, the batting average, there's a difference there. Keston hit 303, Low hit 270. On base percentage, Keston was 368, Low was 336. And low strikeout rate was actually worse than Keston's at 35%, an 8% walk rate. Now, the counting stats were all very similar. 19 home runs for Keston, 17 for Low. RBIs, Lowe actually had two more, 51 to 49. Runs scored, Keston was 51. Lowe was 42. Lowe sprinkled in 5 stolen bases. An OPS of 850, a hard hit rate of 43%, and a weighted runs created of 125. Keston had the better year. Keston is the more highly thought of prospect, but they're both flawed players at this point in their career. The strikeout rates are both over 30%. They're both 25 home run potential guys with some stolen bases mixed in. And they're both 270 to 300 hitters. So the numbers are close. Keston's may be slightly better. But the question becomes, is he 145, 150 picks better? Is he in a 12-team mixed league? Is he 12 rounds better? Now, if you say, I don't like Lowe, but I don't want to pay for Keston. Well, let's cut the middle and get a veteran in there who's third base and second base eligible in most formats. And that's Eduardo Escobar of, again, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, he's older. He's 31 years old. And last season may have been the best season you'll get out of him. Okay, his current ADP is in the middle. It's at 114. Okay, he's about 60 picks more than after Keston, but at the same time, about 70 picks before Brandon Lowe. Currently going round 9, round 10 in 12-team mixed leagues. Batting average is at 269 with a 320 on-base percentage. However, the strikeout rate is in my wheelhouse at 19%. He puts the bat on the ball. That means something to me. 7% walk rate, essentially identical to the other second baseman I've mentioned here today. Now, had an explosion of power last season with 35 home runs. Previous couple of seasons, he sat at about 24, 25 homers. 118 RBIs with 94 runs scored. Now, obviously, he played a full season while the other two youngsters only had about a half a year of ball. So you've got to be appropriate with those numbers and say, where would Lowe, where would Keston end up? 5 stolen bases in line with everybody else, an 831 OPS. And again, hard hit rate of over 40% and 109 weighted runs created. So what do you get out of him? Well, you get a veteran approach, evident by the 19% strikeout rate, significantly lower than 31% out of Keston, 35% out of Brandon Lowe. So it comes down to value at the second base position. Do you want to invest early? Fourth round in a highly touted prospect, no doubt about that. A guy who's going to probably hit 25 to 30 home runs, sprinkle in 15 stolen bases, if not more, and hit you 280 to 300, but to have to deal with the strikeouts. Do you invest in Brandon Lowe? Go the low budget second baseman in round 16 or 17 and still get 20 plus home runs, 90 or so RBIs potentially, a little bit of a lower batting average, and again, deal with the strikeouts. Or do you take the dual position eligibility, move him at second base or third base as needed, and cut the middle in round 9 or round 10 with Eduardo Escobar, who's got a 25 home run floor, who's got a 90 RBI floor, and is going to hit right around that same 270 without the strikeouts, putting the bat on the ball more, and giving you the opportunity for more production. Okay, folks, first base, it's Rhys Hoskins, it's Christian Walker. Who would you rather draft, knowing the difference in their ADPs of about 10 rounds? At second base, Keston Hira, Brandon Lowe, Eduardo Escobar. Okay, round 4 for Keston Hira, round 9-10 for Eduardo Escobar, round 16-17 for Brandon Lowe. Let me know in the comments or on Twitter at @AnianoFantasy and tell me who would you rather draft with those splits, with that information, with those stats, and those differences in ADP. All right, everybody, we'll come back more. We'll look at some shortstops and third basemen next right here on Rotoballer Radio on YouTube. Follow on Twitter at @AnianoFantasy and head over to rotoballer.com and sign up for all the great stuff in that premium package after checking out all the free content right there as well. It's been fun, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you soon. This has been Rotoballer Radio right here on YouTube. Have a good one, folks.